Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins a prophetic message titled, How to Prepare for the Coming of the Lord. Let's join in.
Today, I want to bring the prophetic message. A prophetic message is a message that the Lord has given me a direct word to speak. That's a prophetic message. A prophet is a messenger of God. So if God wants to say something, he will tell a prophet that this is what I want to say. And the prophet will say exactly what the Lord is saying. You know, over the past month or so, I think the world entered into a few months. We went into some form of economic pain across the world. And this pain has caused inflation around countries, caused prices to rise. People are demonstrating. And it's not limited to just one country. It's all across the world. And we are feeling the pain of economic crisis. But God is still with us. Amen. 2 days ago, I had but it seems to me that this very past month or so, anything that the Lord has shown me or spoken to me about, it's around the end times. I don't know why. You know, 2 days ago, I had a very disturbing vision. In this vision, it was like the book of Revelations was playing out on the earth. If you read the book of Revelations, you realize that from Revelation chapter 4 to around Revelation chapter 6 to around Revelation chapter 19, if you read, primarily, it's just trouble on the earth. And this trouble is caused by happenings in the spirit realm. So anytime something happens in the spirit realm, there is a corresponding manifestation on the earth. So if you read Revelations, it starts with four horses, the four horsemen. There is a white horse, and I think that white horse is the Lord himself or the word of God. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. I mean, that's the Word of God. So it starts with the Word of God spreading. Then after, there are three more horses. There is a red horse, there is the black horse, and then there is the pale horse. Now, anytime a horse is released, there is some kind of trouble on the earth. So for example, the red horse killed a lot of people. When the pale horse came, there was a lot of economic misery. They said a measure of wheat for a penny and two measures of barley for a penny. So it goes on and on. It talks about hardships. After that, when the horses pass, the next thing that happens is that we have the seals. Some seals are open, and then so many things happen on the earth. Then some trumpets are blown. Seven trumpets are blown. And when these trumpets are blown to, many things happen on the earth. Then there are bowls or vials. And when these vials are also poured out, many things happen on the earth. But when you read, you hear that the things that happen is just either famine or death or some sickness or pain, or it's just trouble. People just dying. And interestingly, many of them, it ends with a great earthquake, and then a lot of people die. So anyway, in this vision, what I saw, it was as if the book of Revelation was playing on the earth. And I realized that whatever was happening on the earth was closely related to what is written in the book of Revelations. So I saw people dying, I saw wars, I saw missiles, I saw so many things happening. So after this very disturbing vision, I said, Lord, what is this? Then, you know, it struck me again forcefully that, look, Jesus is coming back very soon, the return of the Lord. Now, all these things, when they happen, they are supposed to point to one thing, which is the return of Christ. Now, when I was younger, I believe that many Christians were aware of the return of Christ. But I think nowadays, many Christians are not aware of the return of Christ. Nor are we even concerned about the return of Christ. But I feel that it's a subject matter that was really concerning us. So when I had that vision, I said, hey, it seems the Lord is really sending a message about the return of Christ. So as I thought about it, because it was just like the book of Revelations being poured out. So we may be actually in one of the events that are supposed to happen. But until you make a relationship or you draw a relationship between the two, you may think that these are just what you call it, isolated events that have no bearing on the book of Revelations. But I believe that we may be. So I believe that even as of now, we are in very trying times. So you realize that even the war that is going on, look, it could turn to something else. But all these things, they are actually predictions in the Bible. There are so many predictions in the Bible. And of all the predictions in the Bible, 80% have been fulfilled. Only 20% is left. It's like the book of Revelation is being shown like in a film. Are you understanding me? But in a film format. So the Holy Ghost said to me, listen, the most important message that God gave to John in the book of Revelation is that Christians must be prepared for his return. So I asked myself a question, that if Jesus is going to come back, what are some of the things that I am supposed to do to prepare for his coming? Because it's not the coming, it's the preparation that's important. You know, some people are really concerned about the date that Jesus will come. The date is not important. It's the preparation that's important. Because you are going to write an exam, the date is not that important. Your preparation for the exam is more important than the date. You may know the date. If you are not prepared, you will still fail. So at the end of the day, if you don't know the date, at least prepare. So that anytime the exam is called, you'll be ready to write the exam. I realize that the Lord himself has told us some of the preparations that we must make. He has given us the answers in advance. In Luke chapter 21, you know, there are two accounts of Jesus talking about the end times, long accounts. One of them is found in Matthew 24, and one of them is found in Luke 21. Now, in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, this is Jesus speaking about the end times. He says, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So here Jesus starts with the countdown. The first thing that's going to signal the countdown to his coming. And he said, this will happen, you know, those days, that was about 2,000 years ago. And he said that Jerusalem will be destroyed. And it was truly destroyed in AD 70 when the Romans came to Jerusalem and destroyed the whole place. And Israel never became a nation again until 1948. Think about that. From AD 70 to 1948. That's a very long time. So Jesus said, when that thing happens, that is the beginning of the countdown. Amen. So the countdown, it has already started. Another sign is when the Holy Spirit was poured out. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, the Bible says, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. So what Jesus said, and the word that he uses, the last days. The Bible says the first sign of the last days is when the Holy Spirit is poured out. And the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, after Jesus died. Then after Jesus died, the second sign that Jesus said will be a sign that the countdown has started is this one that I just said, that Jerusalem will be destroyed. So from that point, AD 70 till now. What it means is that we should be watching out for the signs that Jesus spoke about in the book of Revelations, because that is the countdown. So the countdown has already started. Hallelujah. 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth, distresses of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Wow. Then he goes to give other signs. Now, if you look at the list that he gave, the first sign, I would say, they are cosmic signs. It means that things will happen in the heavens, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And I believe that the greatest sign that even Jesus is coming and even is very close is when the sun is turned into darkness, when the sun does not appear at all. Then another sign, he says they are maritime signs. He says the sea and the waves roaring. In other words, there will be signs in the sea. Then the third sign is economic signs, which we are in now. It says, upon the earth, distresses of nations with perplexity. So economic signs where, you know, we have high inflation, like now. There are strikes, and there will also be wars. Wars and rumors of wars. The fourth sign you don't find here, that one you find in Matthew chapter 24. And that sign is found in the church. In Matthew 24 verse 12, Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Then he also said, many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. So there will be signs also in the church. And one of the signs of the church, which I find interesting, is that there will be many false ministers. So even the fact that we have so many churches is a sign that Jesus is coming. A lot of churches. And of all the plenty churches in the world, there are many fake ones. And there are also proper ones. And one of the signs of the church is that there will be great backsliding. The love of many shall wax cold. In other words, a lot of Christians will backslide.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the key signs preceding Christ's return are the destruction of Jerusalem, cosmic signs, maritime and economic signs, signs in the church marked by the backsliding of many. Tune in same time tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear prophet, you prayed for me concerning fibroid and cervical cancer that I was about to undertake. To the glory of God, after your prayer, there is no trace of fibroid.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden, titled Squatters, will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp, +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.